always been tempted on bus rides. In fact, I take buses now and then, but I always find myself sitting next to somebody, and I'm so tempted to give them such a line of bullshit that they never heard. But I always end up sitting next to somebody who's doing the same thing on me. I used to like get rolls of quarters and go down to the bus depot and sit in the TV chairs, which is a great place to take a date. And but every time there's more people that aren't going anywhere, have never been anywhere at the bus depot than anywhere in town. But once you do get on a regularly scheduled express route from one point to another, you figure you're never gonna see these people again. So why not stretch out a little bit and use your imagination? Well, that's what this guy started doing with me. He told me he was a president of Dick Grijalva Buick, one of the largest Buick agencies in Southern California. And the only reason he was taking a bus was because his Maserati was in the garage. And he loaned his Mercedes out to his brother-in-law. And he's sitting there in kind of a, it looked like the kind of guy that wouldn't be caught dead in nothing less than a $30 suit. And it was kind of a corduroy affair, kind of monkey shit brown. And he's sitting next to me and just setting me up as the biggest sucker he's ever seen in his life. And his name was Tom Sorensen. And I'll never forget it because we ran into each other. Well, anyhow, see, I started telling him stories. He says, "Well, what are you doing on the bus?" And I said, "Well, I'm just going to Los Angeles Connect for Vegas. And I'm doing an unlimited 99-year contract at a measly $250,000 a week at Caesar's Palace. But, you know, these hard times, we take what we can get." And oh, he's buying every line because he's thinking of some good ones himself to throw back at me. And we sat there and just bull-sessioned each other all the way to Los Angeles. And I didn't believe a word he said, and he didn't believe a word I said. But we figured, he got off the bus, he said, "Well, I sure snookered that cat, but I'll never see him again." But it was down at Horton Plaza in downtown San Diego, across the street from the Balboa Theater. And I swear, I was waiting for a local bus, and I bumped heads with this guy. And it was Tom Sorensen, and he's there. He said, "Oh, excuse me, could I get a quarter? I just need some bus change to get across town. I need a quarter." I said, "I haven't got a quarter. I'm looking for a quarter myself." And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and went, "Excuse me." And I said, "Tom Sorensen." "Oh, yeah." And he turned around, and I turned around. And he got on the bus, and I started walking up the street. I never saw him again, but we did make contact. So those things have a way of coming back and slapping you upside the head. Well, this is about National City and about the Ghost of Saturday Night. But you know, a cab is combing the snake. He's trying to rake in that last night's fare. Solitary sailor who spends the facts of his life like small change on strangers. His pawn is inside peacoat pocket for a welcome 25 cents. And the last bent butt from a package of Kents as he dreams of a waitress with Maxwell House eyes, marmalade thighs, and scrambled yellow hair. And she draws heavily upon a viceroy and wipes the wisps of dishwater blonde from her eyes. Her rhinestone-studded moniker says Irene, and the Texaco beacon burns on. Steel-belted attendant with his ringing valve special. He's crying, "Fill her up and check that oil. You know, well, it could be your distributor and it could be your coil." final additions on the stands. And that town crier's crying there with nickels in his hand. Talking about pigs in the blankets, 69 cents. Eggs rolling over in a package of Kents. Adam and Eve on a log, you can sink them damn straight. Hash browns, shit on a shingle, and I can't be late. Out a carpet of diamonds across some kind of a cash crop car lot filled with twilight coupe de villes. It's leaving the town in the keeping of the one who is sweeping. Up the ghosts Saturday night.